Ladies and gentlemen, the Hold Up Podcast.
Hold up.
Thanks,
that was a
Justin.
Good one. That was a good one. Big fan of that.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's very hot today.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's not that hot where I am. It's not like there have been hotter days this summer. Are you saying this is like the hottest day yet or?
Well, I don't know why. It's like the sun is truly beating down. There's no clouds in the sky. I know it's only 88 compared to like some other days have definitely crossed the 90, but I don't know if there's clouds or it's like something about today feels especially hot. Like even running today.
Yeah.
I couldn't, like, after 3 miles, I had to, like, walk a little bit, which is, like, not normal.
Yeah, it's a little bit more overcast here, so I think it's a little bit more bearable where I am currently.
And you got some ocean breeze where you are, down on the river.
Yeah, got ocean breeze on the river. That makes a lot of sense. Yep. Excuse
Listen,
me, I have to clear my throat.
That dumps right into the ocean.
It does dump into the ocean. Yes, it does. Yeah.
It dumps all its wind right into the ocean.
Yep, the wind dumps right into the ocean.
No water at all.
Turns
just,
into, yeah, it's a wind river.
That's right.
A wind river. A wind river. Okay. I'm John Stenning.
Justin Adam Kay.
We're here with return guest Kyle Jeremel. Hey, Kyle. Thanks for coming.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me again.
How you been?
I've been well. I've been inside a lot.
You've been inside a lot. You heavily affected by everything that's going on, both physically, emotionally, mentally. We don't have to get into it too much, but how you been? How you doing? How are you and the fam? How are you guys doing?
Doing good. I was off work for a bit, back to work since beginning of May. It's different.
So, yeah, like you go to grocery stores. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. So I work for Spindrift Sparkling Water, and I service different grocery retailers. Nice.
Oh, nice, John.
Different new pineapple flavor.
We're getting the inside scoop. Is that not in stores yet, right?
No, it's in stores. Target, Market Basket, New England. But yeah, I go service grocery retailers across southern New England. So like Rhode Island and surrounding Connecticut, Massachusetts.
Are you like, because part of your roles and responsibilities include also getting new business, new accounts, right? And getting Spindrift into, it's not like you just go and deliver other people's like orders or whatever, right? You're also the one that's like getting people to order.
So yeah, we go direct to all our retailers. So I'm not bringing product to anyone. They order it from whatever order system they have. But I am a lot of times building their displays for them. That is like, it's a weird intersection of like a DSD vendor where they're like Pepsi and they're bringing all their trucks in and their guys are going in to place the orders and their guys are going in to load the shelves. Spindrift kind of does a cool business model where it's a mix of that along with your typical like direct ship to warehouse kind of product. It's a lot to explain, but it's cool.
Well, the reason I was asking is because I was curious in this new era, you know, how is the sales game going, right? Like where you need to go in, you need to talk to people, like are the right people there? Do they want to be dealing? I don't know. I'm just curious, like what it's like in this world today.
It's different. I think one of the things I have going for me is that I used to be a grocery retail manager. So I have a lot of empathy when I go to talk to them. And I think that especially the people I have relationships, they respect that. So if I walk up to them and you can kind of tell whatever's happening in their day or whatever's going on in their life is affecting them, I'm just like, all right, no worries. The shelf's in good shape. I'll see you next time. Like it's, and Spindrift gives me the opportunity to do those kind of things because they want me to build a good relationship. They don't want me to be in there and be like, bah, 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 you know, and they're clearly not ready to receive that.
Gotcha. Interesting. Cool.
Yeah. We could just have a podcast about this. I have so many questions.
I know. I don't want
to. Yeah, I didn't. I tried not to go too deep.
No. I think it's very interesting. I've always like thought other people's jobs are interesting because I don't truly think that like our peers understand what we do for work. Really, you know, like unless you like are really really close to someone and talk about it with them like all the time, you know. But I think it's an interesting, like, part of everyone's life. I mean, I'm sure there are certain jobs that maybe a little bit more easier to understand than others, you know, don't get me wrong, but yeah, I just wanted, yeah, So we'll start another podcast, the three of us, and
talk about jobs.
Yeah, we'll just talk about jobs. Kyle, you've been on this podcast a couple times before, right? You were on episode 3 of the show. We talked about Road to El Dorado.
Technically episode 1, but yes.
Okay, hold on. Whoa.
I'm going to bring it up every time.
I don't even remember that shenanigans.
Wait, it'll be to the point that no one remembers it but me.
Oh, I remember.
Because I keep bringing
it. I remember it very clearly, yeah.
Can I get a reminder? I actually don't remember what
it was. Just happened. A recording technicality. Like, I didn't premiere as the first episode, but I was recorded as the first recording.
Right, so let's just be clear.
Because he came before Mark in that day where we did
so Free Justin Willy? And I, Justin and I are just on the first episode, just me and Justin. I believe that one was recorded first.
Yeah, oh, in Somerville in particular.
I remember.
Yeah, and so then at my studio in Pawtucket, we were recording episodes 2 and 3 on the same day, but we did record episode 3 first,
which was the road
to El Dorado and Chex Mix with Kyle Jaramillo. And then, that's Kyle, right. You came back and we talked about Hook and Hot Fries, right?
Correct.
Have you had any Chex Mix or Hot Fries recently?
I haven't had either of those since then. They're not really typically things that I buy or eat.
I like hot fries and I like chips and I like Cheetos. I just don't buy hot fries, you know?
Right.
I think it's because they're not as prevalent. When you're about to grab a bag of chips off the chip shelf in a regular grocery store, the hot fries aren't there. They're not at eye level. Yeah. They're either not in the grocery store or I don't know. They're not even in the chip aisle or something.
They're in some weird spot.
Yeah. And I think that's why I don't get them often. But I'm still eating those Doritos from last week. Man, those are great. I'm like so in love with the
flavor. I like Doritos.
Just regular
nacho cheese.
Yeah.
How long that bag has lasted you? We recorded on like Tuesday.
Yeah.
That bag has lasted you a good amount of time. Not in this house. I'll tell you that much. I will finish the bag of Doritos so quickly. Oh my goodness. Yeah. 2 days, 3 days max.
I ate them that night and then I basically ate them for lunch today.
Oh,
that
hell
was
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Kyle, you said you like Doritos. Are you a nacho cheese guy?
Yeah, nacho cheese will always have that spot. But I like Doritos because they are always trying new flavors, and I like to try them too.
I love that.
They're not always great, but I like to try them.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I just saw there's a bunch of new Wavy Lays coming out soon. Ooh. Like when they do like
Lays is wild flavors.
They're doing 6. I saw an ad that had 6 different flavors. Wow. You know, and it's always something crazy like lobster mac and cheese and like, you know, fucking, I don't know. I can't think of any other flavor. Tzatziki. Thank you. That'd be perfect. Hummus and jalapeno.
Yeah, they had dill pickle.
Yeah, I love that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I am curious. We shared on our Instagram this video of these dudes. It seemed a little staged, but they were so excited. Some new flavor of Doritos was out at this Walmart. And I you can't see what flavor it is, but they are freaking losing their minds over it. And I just thought it was so – I just thought that whole thing was so funny, and I'm very curious what flavor they were eating.
Hopefully it was 3D Doritos, because those are the best.
Oh, man, remember?
Jumpin' Jack 3D Doritos, man. Those
are
awesome.
I would crush them with my tongue in the top of my mouth, just like pop them.
Yeah, and like Doritos as is, they have that sort of like quality that just makes you want to keep eating them, but the 3D ones were even more, you know?
Yeah.
The commercial for the 3D Doritos from the 90s is so funny. It has Jack from Will and Grace as like... I can't think of his real name, but
Sean something.
Sean, yeah.
Young.
Very young. And it's like him and some other guy. And then like, I think she was like a professional wrestler or something. She was doing her laundry in the laundromat too. And they were trying to impress her with different ways they flip the chip into their mouth. And then she like just puts them to shame by putting the whole bag in the washing machine. And then it explodes and shoots the chips in all different ways, and she does all her crazy moves to eat them, and then she just walks out. I was like,
I vaguely remember.
Freaking 90s,
these,
man.
Yeah, these ridiculous commercials.
Yeah.
Amazing. Wow. The budgets for that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's cool. And have you been watching anything in quarantine? Any, like, catching up on anything or, like, binging any, like, old stuff, nostalgia things?
No, I've been... playing a lot of video games. So it worked out. I don't even want to say it that way. So it just so happened that I got a brand new computer for the first time, like getting a whole new computer in probably close to 10 years. And I did it the very beginning of March. Like, nice. Right before
perfect
all this
timing.
It was like literally 1 week
the
before.
The week before. Yeah. Like 5 days before, legitimately 5 days before, I was at Micro Center in Cambridge purchasing my computer because I wanted to like physically go to a store and buy it. I've never like had that experience. I thought that would be really cool. So we went and did that. And 5 days later, it was like, yeah, you're probably not going to work for a while. And
then
so
you became
like,
a Twitcher.
I tried some different things.
Twitch.
Content creation, there's a lot of work that goes into that. I have a lot more respect for content creation than I used to.
I mean.
A lot more respect. That's not digging on any content in particular. It wasn't until, I think it was for me, it wasn't until I tried it myself that I really got that. I was like, oh, fuck. This is 100% a whole nother job.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, I guess it depends on what you're doing. But
right, but if you're really trying to create good original content for a community,
sure. Well, you know,
a
I consider myself a sort of a renaissance man, a 2020 renaissance man. You know, all I do is create content. So I know it. I know. I totally agree with what you're saying, but I don't want to make it seem like I am agreeing because I like to do that sort of stuff. You know what
I'll
I mean?
Tell you,
so I just will be quiet.
Just even like if you have a presence and then you're trying to put that presence online through social media alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is insanely more time consuming than you might think.
Right. And it was ignorance more than anything. You know, I just didn't.
Well, I mean, yeah. But
I didn't
like,
know.
Sure, sure. But I think ignorance is, and you're right. It just like seems like a harsh word. You know what I mean? It's not like,
right. I
it's
didn't
not
mean
like willful ignorance. You know what I mean? It's right. like, okay, I just wasn't quite aware of it. I'm just making sure that you don't be too hard on yourself, Kyle. You're a great person. All right. You deserve all the credit in the world. But I think it's interesting because sometimes, you know, I think about like doing stuff like this, like the podcast, you know, and, it's a lot of fun. I like hanging out with Justin. My relationship with Justin has never been stronger, right, Justin? Right? We've never talked this much. We, even though we've known each other for 20 years, we've never talked this much, you know?
No.
And but there's certain points of like of doing it that is a little bit like a job, and then you're like, oh my gosh, like. But I think in the long run, you know, 120 something episodes in, it's worth it, and we enjoy doing it. But it's like. It's a lot more than just sort of sitting down and, okay, now it sounds like I'm
pressing record.
Well,
no, it is a lot more than sitting down and pressing record.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So to add on to, I think, what you're getting at, John, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think.
Oh, I'll correct you if you're wrong. Believe me.
If we wanted to, we could literally, we could find the guest, we could get the episode out and then not promote it, not whatever. We could do the next one. We could really scale back. We probably wouldn't get as many. It would be far more for, it's not that it's not fun, but it would be far more like,
casual.
We just like casual doing it. But like, the fact is we want to make sure people listen. We want to make sure that there's a presence online. We want people to interact on social media. We want, you know, all this stuff. So it's like, there's a lot more than just even the time that goes into recording an episode. And, 100%. You know, another, you know, to just hype another podcast, like I think about, and John thinks I'm going to say the Scrubs podcast, but I'm not. I'm going to actually call out Allison Horrocks and her American Girl podcast.
Yeah.
That, I was talking to her a couple of days ago. Like, they put in, whew, that is like so much freaking
more
work
than us.
A lot more work than us. Like, it's
a lot
like
of research,
insane,
too. Yeah.
A lot of research.
Historical bait. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
No doubt.
And then they're doing,
I mean, they're
like,
smart. They're, I mean,
they're,
I don't want to speak for you,
yeah,
but they're fucking smart. You know?
Yes. So intelligent.
Yeah. Right. But anyway, so. I'm curious, kind of going back to you, Kyle. Mm-hmm. So you got the new computer. And so are you twitching? Are you not twitching? So what do you say? Like, you made it sound like it was a lot of work, so maybe you stopped. Is that what happened?
So I was, as I said, I wasn't working for a little bit. That was when I was like, oh, I'm going to get a capture card so I can capture some retro content in case I want to do that. I had just got my new computer. So it was, I had never really... And so the other part of this was that I had just gotten into a new game called Escape from Tarkov. It's a hardcore first-person shooter, but the point of bringing it up is that there's so much knowledge you need before you go into the game to play it, that it's the perfect game for Twitch. So you watch really good, knowledgeable people play it, and you're like, oh, that's why he's doing that, and stuff like that. So that's when I first got into Twitch, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. These people are just, like, doing what, like, they're just gaming. Like, I game now, especially with my new computer. But they're recording it. They got people cheering them on with, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I got into that and thought it was cool, started doing it, promoting it. But then reality came back and I had to go back to work. And so for a few weeks, I did juggle the two things. But then, you know, I have a 2-year-old son as well, a family. And it was just, I don't want other things to slip through the cracks. Still love it. Still might get more into it, but I think I need to do a little more research before I just dive into it. I had the time at the time, and now I don't, is essentially what it came down to.
Right.
Yeah, because it seems like Twitch, especially due to quarantine, really, I mean, I guess it was always insanely popular. It was just not something I'd ever dealt with.
Well, we don't play Fortnite, so we don't know.
Right.
It's been on an upward trajectory, but I feel like this has totally made it skyrocket.
Yeah, because it's also beyond gaming at this point. It's like what a lot of musicians are using. It's what a lot of content creates.
New
cooking
shows. They're doing people are doing cooking shows.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to shout out a former. Wow, I'm going to pull a Justin. I'm going to shout out a former guest, Brandon Blaine, aka DJ Darth Vader.
Nice.
He streams on Twitch he does like Yacht Rock some days, and he does like Throwback Thursdays or Flashback Fridays.
Battle of the DJs right now.
Yeah, he did a battle of DJs the other night. A lot of interesting stuff that's going on, and like is reaching out to these different, or now we're realizing that it can be much more than just video games, right? It's a way to live stream anything, you know. It's really cool.
Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that, but
you're asking me about, like, why
I was going to say, so because all these people are now doing it, and, I think it's just more than ever, you got to have, like, it can't just be you playing a game. It's got to, like, you need an angle. Like, what's your angle? What's, like, what are you bringing that's unique that no one else is bringing?
And something interesting I heard was that, you know, what a good way to think about, you know, I want to start a Twitch stream. I want to do something. Okay, what can you do? What do you already do that you think maybe other people might like to do but don't have the time to do, or just I'd rather watch it while I do my other hobby. You know, whatever it is, that's that niche you want to look for. What can I do, or what do I already do every day that other people might want to watch?
Exactly.
Yeah, because if it's something that doesn't come naturally to you, then it just doesn't seem genuine, right?
And I mean, they'll notice.
Yeah, they'll notice. It's like when it comes to writing things, I've always heard that you're supposed to write what you know, right? Write what you know, because you have the background and the experience in that sort of thing, right? So it makes sense for you to just like go into that flow, basically. It's something that you're already passionate about, but hey, here's how I can share it with others. So yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's like a, just like everything, there's a learning curve to having your own Twitch stream or your own podcast or whatever it is you're trying to do, you know? It's like, but I think because there's like the ambition, you know, and like the wanting to do it, and I think that's what's most important to for me personally, at least, like getting something off the ground. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Wow, what a good positive talk we've had with each other. You know,
that's good.
Really, just like catching up, few
so
old
now,
friends.
I just real quick before we get into, I just want to throw something out there, John. You have inspired me recently.
Oh my goodness. Okay. This is going to make me uncomfortable. Thanks, Kyle.
I won't go too far. You have inspired me recently.
If you just stopped right there. You've inspired me. We never get into what it was.
How uncomfortable are you now? No, I've just started doing a lot more. I've dedicated a lot more of my free time to learning things that I very clearly didn't understand upon some self-reflection kind of thing.
Oh hell yeah! That's important for everyone. And I,
but it was after it was after seeing, you know, how patient you were with people that I know. 90% of the people I know wouldn't have been as patient. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
here's the trick: I work with children, so I
really know how to deal with children.
I'm really good at being patient, so I can deal with adults when they act like kids.
But yeah, so now I've got books lined up, and that's been really cool for me. I just wanted to throw that out there while I'm on the air. That was, that started with you. There was other people who helped me along the way, but it was seeing that.
Yeah, I mean, positive push, right? That's what it's all about. Keeping ourselves in check, keeping each other in check, and most of all, keeping Justin in check, because you never know is going to try to get away with.
You never know. You swear.
I mean, I don't know if you have like a kid around, but I don't
know. No, I'm free today. It's great.
And always being open to learning more. That's what I think is.
Yeah, you got to be willing. To learn and say it's okay to say you were sorry, you did something wrong, but you're willing to learn and grow as a person, right?
Yep.
100%.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Cool. So
what are we going to learn about, Justin? How are we going to grow and learn through this game that you've created?
This game is about video games, in particular, Super Nintendo. Okay. So I have a list of the top 30 Super Nintendo games.
Oh, my God. Okay.
As voted upon by the internet.
Okay.
So what I'm proposing, the reason I picked video games is Kyle, the relationship I have with Kyle, the reason we're friends and like what really got us to talk was like you were a big gamer. And that I think is like kind of the biggest reason we started hanging out with each other. And I know of late, John, you've started to game a bit and you've been playing a lot of classic consoles. And I just figure we don't show video games enough nostalgic love on the pod. So
you're right. We do not. Yeah.
I thought it would be fun to go down that road today.
Hell yeah. Cool. Let's do it. I'm not that confident, but I am excited to play.
So originally I had looked at PlayStation 1 games to do this.
There's a lot.
And every, like the top 30 were literally every single one was a Japanese RPG. So I was like, this doesn't feel fun to do. Like it's not any games other than Final Fantasy VII.
It's all Final, okay.
Yeah. Other than that one game, it was like other JRPGs. So I thought, all right, well, I asked kind of you guys what systems you played growing up, which ones you had a lot of fondness of. Super Nintendo came up, and this list is pretty all over the place.
My childhood ones right behind me.
Hell yeah. Mine are under the bed. But I thought, so I have the top 30. I think it's the first person to get 10 points. How many points do you normally do when you do the Family Feud jump? We don't usually fill up the whole 50. No.
My memory. No, I don't remember. Whatever you want, dude. 10. So ten's good.
We'll go 10 points.
Yeah.
I'd like to throw this caveat out there, although we may have done it on past ones. So all you have to do is guess a game. If it's in the list, I'll tell you what number on the list it was, and that you get a point. And then if you want, you can try to guess what number the game is in your guess.
Uh-huh.
You'll get 2 points if you get that right.
Gotcha. Okay.
I like this.
All right.
So if it goes too fast, we'll go, 15 points. But let's go with 10 points, and we'll just go one at a time.
Okay.
Cool.
And we'll go one at a time. So
Kyle's going to look over.
Kyle's going to look at his games
real quick.
No, I'm gonna present my 10 choices because they're all in the top 30.
So you're just gonna guess one at a time, and we'll just go back and forth.
Wait, did you just grab a bunch of games to show us as your picks?
Let's do this.
Okay, I'm gonna lose, but okay, let's do it.
Well, John, you've been playing classic SNES.
I'm not super familiar.
This will be fun. I have not been playing it. I pretty much play Animal Crossing and Mario Kart today.
Okay,
like that's the games I'm playing right now. I had a Super Nintendo. Like when I worked at Toy Vault, which is like a retro gaming comic book thing. Game store. What do you call it? Collectible shop, I guess. I worked there for a little while. I had a Super Nintendo then. I haven't had it in a while. I do sometimes play the Nintendo and Super Nintendo like classic selection on Nintendo Switch. But for me, it's hard for me to like delineate between the two. Like I'm going to name games that I'm not sure if they were just on one system or the other. You know, that's sort of where my knowledge starts to fade away. My brother played video games. I mean, I love my brother very much, but he hogged the video game systems. So I quickly learned that video games in this household are not for me. I'm going to just watch movies. And that's sort of where that trajectory went.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah. But I'm still excited to play because I think there's a lot of fun stuff to talk about. And I would love recommendations for things that I like should play. You know,
I think this list is pretty damn good. So,
okay. All right. Cool.
I think it's generally right on. All right. So our guest will go first.
Cool.
Oh, really?
So, Kyle.
Yes.
What game do you think is in the top 30 SNES games?
Okay, my first pick is going to be Final Fantasy III.
He has the cartridge. He pulled up the cartridge and showed it to us. Final Fantasy III.
Final Fantasy III.
Hold on. My guess is it's on the list.
I don't even know if it's on the list.
I question your list if it's not.
So, to be fair,
Is that a Super Famicom game, or is that a legit Super Nintendo
game? It came out for both consoles.
Okay.
Isn't Final Fantasy III, like, also Final Fantasy IV in some places or something?
So it was released on Super Nintendo, the console we're doing, as Final Fantasy III. Gotcha. It was released on Super Famicom, I believe, as a different number, possibly 6. I can't really...
It's definitely ahead, like, yeah.
Okay, well, Final Fantasy III is technically not on this list.
Wow.
But
wow.
Final Fantasy... I'm just going to say it's not on the list.
No. How is neither of those on... What list do you have?
I have the best Super Nintendo games ranked by Ranker.com.
How many votes are on the number one? How many people are voting on this list, Justin?
I'm just...
I mean, I know Ranker normally has a lot of, like, up could be like 1,000.
I'm not some genius.
So the number one game, is upvoted 4,435 times.
It's a pretty decent sample size.
Downvoted 858 times.
Yeah, so about 5,000 plus people voting on it. So that's not that bad.
No, yeah, it's, and to be fair,
okay.
Do you know for a fact let's Google.
Oh my goodness.
Final Fantasy.
3 is 6, and 2 is 5.
Oh, okay. All right. You just got it? It's 3 is 6?
I'm almost positive.
Okay, 6 is on the list. 6 is number 5 on the list.
Yeah, well, you didn't give me a chance to guess it. So, yes, this was released, as if I'm not mistaken, in Japan as Final Fantasy 6. Because there was, like, 3 Final Fantasies that they released in Japan that... never made it to the Americas, if you will.
Right.
But then they ended up being released as Game Boy cartridges. I have 2 of the 3, I think. But yeah. So this is 6. Number 5, that makes sense. We're good. There's no way.
Yeah, I know. And okay. All the other, make sure if you're guessing those other ones, you know they're
alternative. I got you. Yeah. Cool.
Okay. So that was number 5 on the list for Final Fantasy III/6.
Next time.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Well, it seemed like you were done guessing after
I... No, I was all right. I was ready. Okay, moving on.
All right. My bad.
It's all good.
John, you're up.
All right. I'm gonna try to come in hot here. I'm gonna name the number one. I'm gonna name what I think is the number one, and it's Zelda, Link to the Past.
That is correct. 2 points.
The gold,
John.
The one with the gold. What? Really?
Yep.
Oh, that one's right at the top of the SNES collection in Switch. So
I would argue maybe hot take for some of the listeners. Best Zelda game, best video game. Honestly, people think Ocarina of Time is the best Zelda game and best game of all time.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely Link to the Past.
I've only played two Zelda games. I played Breath of the Wild, and then I played the one that they just ported, Link's Awakening. Is that the one that they just redid
for
Switch?
That's the original Game Boy game.
Yeah, so those are the only ones. So I am a bit of a... I don't really know too much about Zelda. I know it's like great.
It's been a long time since I was truly in the gaming world, so I don't know what is out there today. But when I went to school for video game design, I wanted to make the next Link to the Past. That was
Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild blew me away. That game is so wild.
Yeah,
so good. Yeah.
All right. So Kyle, back to you.
So my next choice is.
I just, because we're talking about it. Link to the Past. I don't know if you guys did this with video games back in the day when you could actually rent video games at the store. We've talked a lot about going to the movie store on Friday nights and like renting movies with the family. I'm now like realizing I never rented movies. It's why I didn't watch movies. I rented a video game every single time.
Okay.
And the number of times I rented Link to the Past, like I had my own save file on it. Like, and it got to the point where I was running it so often that like people didn't have time to like delete my save file. Like I was using the same save file because it used to be on the game, not on the console.
Yeah, right.
And I
that's freaking funny.
Must have played Link to the Past so many freaking times. And I couldn't, there's something when I was growing up with like all Zelda titles. They let you get like so far and then like you have to know what to do to like, it really guides you and then it opens it up. Oh, and when it opens it up, I would explore the shit out of the game, but I never could figure out what to actually do. Like at, you know, 7 years old, 8 years old, I can never get further. And, you know, I'll never forget like my next door neighbor who was like, you know, 10 years older than me came over and like was, you know, saw me playing. He's like, oh, can I see this? And he just like, and then, you know, he's like three temples past it. And I'm like, and like, I'm excited because now I get to like go do all the shit that like I wanted to do. And I just explore, but I never actually did the temples and stuff growing up. But I like, I can't tell you how many times I rented Link to the Past. It was like, it was every time. It was so freaking awesome to play that.
I rented a lot of games.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Kyle, I interrupted your pick.
No, that's fine. My next choice is Super Mario World.
Ooh,
that's going to be on the list.
That game I played so much.
Yes.
And are you throwing a rank
on
it?
Yeah, so it's probably top five.
Has to be.
My guess was going to be one, but I see Zelda. I get that. Three.
Fucking A, you got it. Yeah, three. Yeah. It is three.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 2 points for Kyle. So now he's up by one. I'm blown. Like, you were going to say it was one, and then you went to number three. So I'm very curious, but I, you know, won't give, you know. So anyway, John, what is your pick?
Fuck. Is what about Yoshi's Island? Is Yoshi's Island's got to be Super Nintendo, right?
Yes, that's the sequel to the game.
Super Mario World 2, right? Yoshi's Island.
Correct.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say that I think that is in this top 30 list. I have no idea where, though.
You are correct. It is number 9.
Top number 10. 9. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's a fun game, too. I like Yoshi's Island. It's not as fun as Super Mario World.
I for some reason growing up, I thought Yoshi's, like, I don't know why, but I didn't realize it was like a sequel to Super Mario World. And so, like, I think it plays exactly like Super Mario World, I think.
It does, right?
But yeah, the idea that it was like a baby Mario or something, I was like, I don't want to play this. This is weird. I don't like it. And I like never played it. I have no idea. I only just
this
kept
too much.
The first one.
It's
yeah.
more Yoshi-centric. I guess that's really the main
thing. Yeah. Okay. Kyle.
Donkey Kong Country.
Ooh.
Number one.
Wait, what?
Sorry, Donkey Kong Country number one.
Oh, yes. I was like, how? Gotcha. How did they both win?
Yeah.
Top 10, I would think. 8.
I'm sorry. 8. It is on the list. But
okay.
It is not.
Not top 10.
I'm sorry. It is on the list.
But it is not number 8.
Okay. Is it in the top 10? It's not.
No. That Donkey Kong Country was a hell of a game, too.
Yeah,
that was like
one
of the first. It wasn't 3D, but its graphics were like unreal.
The way they stacked the graphics.
Yeah,
really,
and they were
cool.
They were very computer generated, which was like not, you know, really seen at the time. And I think that was the first time you now had like Donkey Kong coming back into the world of Nintendo, that he wasn't like the villain to like Mario, like throwing barrels off the roof. Like you had a completely, like, it was very funny. And they introduced Grandpa Kong, who was that guy that was throwing shit at Mario, which was so funny. They had all these characters. That was a good game. Okay. So you got 1 point for that. Cause it was on the top third.
John.
I'm going to go with the game I have definitely played a lot. I think I played the arcade more, but I'm going to say NBA Jam.
Ooh. Yes.
NBA Jam was definitely on Super Nintendo, right?
Not it was
Nintendo.
On multiple.
It was on multiple, and it is in the top third.
Hell yeah. What a game that is.
I will say that was number 23.
Oh, that's fitting because Michael Jordan was number 23. So.
Oh, that is fitting. Yeah, that's good.
Even though
I don't think Michael Jordan was in it.
Not in a lot of video games.
Yeah.
Including
NBA
Jam.
Did you guys ever do this? Like, I played a lot of basketball games For whatever reason, I think because I played basketball in real life, so I felt some like somehow I should be good at these games. You could, in some of them, you could make characters, and I would make Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I would just, absolutely. Like, make, like, a, you know,
six
bald
foot
black
six,
guy, six,
number 23,
you know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, and I'd name him 23, and he'd be Michael Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't have him. I'm going to make him.
Yeah. Okay. Kyle, back to you.
Boom. Mortal Kombat Ultimate 3.
Mortal Kombat.
3 Ultimate.
Okay.
3 Ultimate.
See, that's my problem. Is
so,
like,
so
where, like,
it's
I
called,
know a lot of. Oh, yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That is not in the top 30.
Wow.
Wow.
Is there a Mortal? Okay.
It is in the. It's in this list, which goes to like 100.
Okay.
Number 80.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait. The list that you have goes to 100.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. So.
I think I'm running out of physical. Hearts.
Wait, so Kyle said, this is, I'm going with a little bit context clues. Kyle said Final Fantasy VI earlier. I'm going to say Final Fantasy VII is on this list. I guess.
Not. It's definitely not Final Fantasy
VII. It's not?
VII. No, because that is a PlayStation game.
No, six was the last one on a 32-bit
gotcha,
console.
Gotcha. So I should have gone before, but I didn't. So, okay, shit out of luck.
All right, we're back to you, Kyle.
I won't go that route because I feel cheap. So I'm going to choose.
Wow, okay. What are you saying about me?
Disney's Aladdin.
Oh, wow. I played that
excellent.
On Genesis.
I played that game so
I played
much.
That so much.
It was challenging.
Okay, are you going to guess a rank with that?
I couldn't know. 27? No way.
It's not that, but okay. It is 28.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I figured better than middle of the pack, and that's how I made my guess.
Disney's Aladdin, that was like one of the, I remember buying that. It wasn't even at Toys R Us. It was like at like Leechmere's or Caldor's, some one of those old department style stores.
Yeah.
And it was like, I could, again, as a kid, you only get so far and then you just redo it. So like there's a level after you like get the lamp, you have to escape, and it's like a flying carpet level.
Yep.
And the level
so
moves,
hard.
And you had to memorize where the rocks would come down. And, like, as a kid, it's, like, the hardest freaking thing in the world.
Yeah.
And there's no other level like that in the game. It's just, like, that one level.
That one POV flying carpet level.
And it was like, freaking impossible. And,
that,
like...
Yeah, there was also the Lion King game that reminds me of that.
Yeah,
like,
same thing.
Those are, like, the same time. I played both of those on Sega Genesis.
Yep.
And like my cousin could get far. I couldn't.
Yeah, I think
couldn't
they were
get
harder on.
Level.
Well, they were harder on Sega than they when they released them for Super Nintendo. They made the games easier because they realized the target audience is children.
Lion King,
and they need to be able to beat the game.
Lion King on Super Nintendo was still so freaking hard.
It was still difficult, but the Genesis ones. It's interesting that they are technically harder.
Yeah,
which is weird.
The Aladdin on Sega Genesis was in my opinion, it was slightly more fun because Aladdin held a sword. And got to like,
oh yeah,
kill enemies with the sword. Not that you saw graphic killing, but like in Super Nintendo, you just jump on their heads. Okay, so 1 point to Kyle for that. John, you're still only down by 1 point now.
Okay.
To you.
I'm gonna say Mortal Kombat 2. I'm gonna go the cheap route. I'm gonna say Mortal Kombat 2 is on there.
Do you have a rank?
15.
I'm sorry, it is number 18. But
18,
it is on
it.
That's a good guess, though.
Cool.
Okay. Tied up. It's tied up.
Wow. All right.
We're halfway through, so we need, you know, both of you guys need 5 more points.
Gotcha. All right.
I feel weird choosing this, but I had it chosen. As you see, I didn't get up. I choose Disney's.
Oh, yeah. No, it's okay. See,
I think
know
it's going to be on that list.
It is on the list.
It's not in the
30. I'm sorry. It's not in the top 30. But it is on here at 56.
Gotcha. 56. Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna pick a game I've never played before, but I hear people talk about it on a podcast a lot, and it's a little game called Chrono Trigger. I have no idea what that is.
Oh, yeah. That's
but
nice.
I'm picking Chrono Trigger because I think it's super popular.
Do you don't want to guess a rank with it?
I'll try to guess a rank. What we've could you help me out or no? Should I have been writing things down?
It's going to be in the top 10.
I think we've named one and we've named three.
Yes, we have. I will tell you that we've done that. I'll confirm what
okay,
we've done.
I'm going to say it's number two.
That is correct.
Yep.
Oh, 2 points. Okay. All right. Number two. What is that game? What is Chrono Trigger?
One of the best JRPGs of all time. It's if you're not going to play Final Fantasy VI, you're going to play Chrono Trigger.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
I'll never forget. I had a friend super good at video games I'd hang out with when I was at my grandfather's house. And that game was unique because you could like go to the final boss like so early in the game, except you'd lose.
Right.
And somehow he won. And he was like, I remember being there and we're like, oh, we're done? Like, and it was like, I don't know. He must have been playing it or grinding. I don't know. Somehow he was able to beat the game like way earlier than he was supposed to. It's like really funny, but like also took like hours. We were like playing this freaking battle for hours. But anyway. Okay. Kyle.
Good guess.
Back to you.
Thanks.
I'm going to cheap out a little and go Final Fantasy V, a.k.a. 2.
Okay. Two. Final Fantasy.
But your list is going to say 5. Should be on there.
Yeah, well, I just saw it. I just saw that.
How often did these games come out, these Final Fantasy games? Like at the time?
So the number, they're on 15, but there's been multiples of... I would say there's at least one every 2 years.
Gotcha.
Sorry, Final Fantasy V is number 48 on the list.
Oh, it's not the 30, though.
Number 48. Okay. Okay.
There's still some huge classic games out there, guys.
Yeah, right? I guess the thing that we've sort of missed are like... maybe this is giving too many clues, but there's so many super games, weren't there? Like Super Mario Kart has to be on this list. Yeah,
that's your guess, John.
And I'll say it was number 9.
Sorry, it was 13.
So 13. Okay,
1 point.
Okay, cool. Super Mario Kart. Yeah, I feel like that game. I highly doubt. Does that game hold up? There's so many new versions of Mario Kart. I highly doubt Super Mario Kart holds up.
The N64 one holds up a little better.
Gotcha. Because, okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's yeah, there's just more
games like that.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, that was John. So Kyle, you need a couple big guesses here.
Oh, see, this is I'm not an expert. I have what those are childhood cartridges.
Hold on,
I got this.
Okay.
There should be a Super Star Wars on there.
There is. I don't know if it's in...
Super Star Wars? Was that the name of the game? Super Star Wars?
It was like Super Return of the Jedi. Yeah, it was like Super Return of the Jedi.
Kyle, do you remember going to see Revenge of the Sith together? Kyle, you and I went and saw Revenge of the Sith together.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Because it was the first Star Wars movie I ever saw in theaters. I did not see Phantom Menace, nor did I see Attack of the Clones in theaters.
Gosh,
I saw Revenge of the Sith with you, and we brought lightsabers with us.
Oh, my. Yes. Okay, that I remember. Because we bought them beforehand.
Yeah, right beforehand. Yeah.
Yes. And then that was the thing. We all wore our lightsabers to school for, like, that whole week or whatever. Like, we all bought these lightsabers, which, like, shockingly, we were allowed to bring into the school, even though they were, like...
It's a different time.
Different time.
Yeah.
Because we all bought, that's cool. So growing up, the lightsabers had like the sounds in them, like those, and they weren't the force effects ones. They weren't the force effects ones, but they were like there were meteor versions, and like the final, you know, the expandable sword part, the final one wouldn't go down.
So yeah, that's still very much a thing.
Yeah. But I remember with Revenge of the Sith in particular, they made ones where they went all the way down.
All the way
And they had like a clip thing so that it wouldn't fall out. And then you could clip it on your belt. And like, honestly, game changer. That was so freaking cool. And I'll never forget. We were all seniors in high school and we were all wearing those freaking lightsabers on our belt.
Cool.
Super cool. Love it.
Very cool.
Yeah. Sorry, Kyle. The Star Wars games are
not in the 30.
They're all in the 50s.
Okay.
John.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like I'm scraping at the barrel now.
Think about some classic franchises.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so like, okay, so I'm going to I'm going to say the problem is I know some, like a lot of the games, the first iteration came out for Nintendo. So like Street Fighter 1 probably came out for Nintendo. I'm just thinking out loud. But was it like, was it called Super Street Fighter or was it called Street Fighter 2? That's what I'm struggling with.
There, I think those both might have been games.
Oh, okay. So, like, so you think it's like two different games?
There was Street Fighter is hard to follow, and I don't particularly.
All right, I'm going to say Super Street Fighter.
Okay, let's see if that is one.
Oh, wow. Well, apparently Street Fighter 2 was. Justin, or it was already.
Yeah, go with what I misdirected that one.
Yeah.
No,
if that's not a...
I don't understand what the hell I'm looking at here. There's
like Alpha. There's like Super Street Fighter 2 Alpha. Like there's a lot of
Street Fighter 2 and Super Street Fighter 2.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I can't follow Street Fighter, so you're on your own on this one.
That's weird. I played.
Oh, and the Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yep.
And Turbo. Oh.
So John, I'll say there were those three. Do you want to guess one of those being in the list?
Street Fighter 2.
Okay. Yes.
Because that one seems like the first one that came out, and then they built upon that and they added words to
Turbo.
It.
Turbo.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, do you want to guess a rank?
29.
No, 16. So
16.
So you got that one. Okay. Kyle, back to you.
Star Fox 11.
Star Fox 11?
No, that's the rank.
It is 22.
Okay.
But it is on the list, obviously, top three.
Nice.
All right.
Okay, so
John, last one.
Star Fox 11?
Yeah, I was like, how did they get up to 11 by Super Nintendo? Yeah. Okay, so there's two games that I used to play. I feel like one was a Nintendo game and one was a Super Nintendo game, and I'm not sure which was which. So this is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when he's talking about, and he's like, is it Ghouls and Goblins or whatever the hell the name of that game was? Or is it Secret of Mana? Because Secret of Mana was a lot of fun. I used to play that game all the time. And it reminds me of like, not Animal Crossing. What's that other game that's just like, Stardew Valley. Stardew Valley was a lot of fun too. But then Ghouls and Goblins? I'm going to say, based on Justin's facial expressions, he seemed excited when I said Secret of Mana. But he sort of, I mean, you're the host.
Secret should be on there.
So I'm going to say that Secret of Mana, and I'm going to say it's number, I don't know, 25.
It is 15. And that's 10. So.
Wow.
John technically is the winner
that
here.
That went fast.
It did.
Kyle.
Yeah.
If you can just guess, you can rebut this and you can just try to guess. As long as they're on the list, you can guess again.
Oh, so I can just keep going until I'm wrong kind of thing?
You don't have to guess rank. We'll just try to like get you, if you can get up to the 10 with John, you're 4 points down. And then I don't know what we'll do for a tiebreaker, but I just, you know, we'll figure it out when we get there.
Okay. Give me a second.
The top 10 is very good. The top 10.
I imagine.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to do is think of Super Smash Brothers characters and work my way backwards from that.
Oh, that's a really good way. Because I immediately just thought of a franchise when you said that I didn't, I've never played.
I shouldn't have even said that.
No, it's okay. I never played and I've never, but I only know.
I can't remember the names though. That's the issue.
Like there's that hot lady in blue. You know the hot lady I'm talking about.
Is she in blue?
I think she wears blue.
I understand. Oh. Her bodysuit is blue.
Okay, yeah, so Super Metroid's going
to
be on
there. There you go, right? It has to be on there.
That's right. Correct. Super Metroid on the list at number 4.
Are those games... Oh, no. Maybe I might name another one.
Oh, I think I know what you just thought of.
They're the same thing, though, right? No, I think
they're similar, but they've now been mixed into a new genre, if you're thinking of Castlevania.
Oh, no, I was not. I was not thinking of Castlevania. Wow, so those are closely linked?
Is it on the list?
Do you have a number that goes with it?
So I don't. So I think it's going to be Castlevania 3.
I'm just going to give it to you at number 4. Because you got the Castlevania, and there's only one on the list.
There was a few that came out for Nintendo, though. I do know that. Oh. Like the original NES.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you got, can you get two more? So you got Castlevania, you got Metroid. What's the next franchise?
This is good. This is like one I've been thinking of. I think it's probably on the list. Metroid reminds me of it so much.
Yeah, I know exactly. Oh, now I know exactly what you're talking about, John.
See, I wish I knew now.
But it's much more, I feel like the design, although maybe not the gameplay, the design is a little bit more, for lack of a better term, childish. As a Metroid is a little bit more rugged, seems to be more of a teenager type game. This game, the design is a little bit closer to a Sonic the Hedgehog type of design.
A little bit more anime-y.
So I imagine Super Mario RPG is going to be on there?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yes, it is at number 12. All right.
I've never played that game.
That is also, I'm surprised that it's only at 12. I figured that would be higher.
It's, I know it's super rare. It might not be the greatest RPG kind of thing.
Yeah. I was talking about Mega Man. Is Mega Man on there?
I can't choose that. I can't. I'll pick another one. So I need
I thought Kyle was done. I'm sorry. I thought Kyle was, I thought that was his last one.
He needs one more. And
I'm one more, and now I can't choose Mega Man. No, I'm sorry.
What I will say about Mega Man on this list, while you can think about stuff, Kyle, mm-hmm. at the number 10 spot is Mega Man X.
Okay.
So, which I enjoy that the X is in the 10 spot. But that was the only franchise of Mega Man on Super Nintendo was the X series. Which is like a different Mega Man than like the Mega Man of Super Nintendo. I mean, I'm sorry, of regular Nintendo. Same kind of basic gameplay and everything, but like, somehow X is like better. It's like a dystopian world. He's like more badass. He's got like a cool brother with a laser sword. Very interesting. That was another game that I got at like a Leech Mirror or a Kaldor.
Yeah.
Super freaking fun. So goddamn hard. I could beat 3 levels and then I just restarted.
Kyle, you got this.
Kyle, you need one more and you've tied and then I don't know what.
I don't know. How many different Mario games came out for Super Nintendo?
Well, you guys have guessed like almost all of them except one, and there's the last one is in the top 10.
Okay.
I think you've guessed all of them, yeah. With the exception of this last one that's in the top 10.
What about... Hear me out.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that racing game? With the signs you can't touch. F-Zero.
Boom! You've tied it up.
F-Zero.
That was 21.
I'm actually surprised it was in the top 30. I wasn't so sure after I said
that. Never played that.
Yeah, like you race down a road and you couldn't touch the sides or else you took damage.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Essentially. You're going really fast.
All right. So, we've tied it up. Now I'm just going to ask a trivia question and whoever thinks
it's because I got like nothing.
Yeah.
All right.
So just to wrap it up though, for the top 10 games, you guys said Legend of Zelda, Chrono Trigger, Super Mario, Super Metroid, Final Fantasy, VI/3. Last Mario game is Super Mario All-Stars.
You can play all the other Mario games. Yep. Yes.
Gotcha.
Donkey Kong Country 2 is in the number 7 spot.
Diddy's Conquest.
Okay. Yep.
I'm pretty sure that was the game that made me punch a hole in my laptop screen. And number 8 was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time.
Oh, shit.
And then 9 was Yoshi's Island, and 10 was Mega Man X.
Wow.
Mortal Kombat 2 was number 18. That was the only Mortal Kombat on the list. Final Fantasy 4 was in the list. Donkey Kong Country 3 was 26. NBA Jam Tournament Edition was 27.
Oh.
And Kirby was 29.
Oh, Kirby. Wait. Is it Kirby Superstars?
Yes.
Oh, that's annoying because that game is in my Super Nintendo. It wasn't in my loose cartridges, and I'm just now realizing that.
And then number 30 was Killer Instinct, but it shows a Game Boy, the packaging for the game.
Oh, weird.
So I have no idea if that's actually... I think Killer Instinct was a Super Nintendo game.
I think it was Super Nintendo. Yeah. I think I had that, yeah.
What's that clay game? The clay fighting game, was that on there? It might have been Clay Fighter.
I don't see it.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, I never heard of that either. All right. So the trivia tiebreaker, whoever, you know, wants to beep in first and think they know the answer, I will accept. You can just sing it if you don't know the name of the song. Okay. What was the song used for the Super Smash Brothers, original Super Smash Brothers on the N64? That was the first time that game was introduced. What was the song that was used for the commercial?
All Star by Smash Mouth.
No, that's not it.
Oh. Well, you thought for a second. Is it a Smash Mouth song?
Exactly correct?
It should be Smash Mouth because it's Smash Bros. And I hope it's the other one that's like, not the one, because All Stars want the years start coming and they don't stop coming. And
that's not it. No, that's not it.
Coming. Yeah, it's not that.
So, Kyle, do you know? You could describe the commercial too.
But I can't.
Oh, okay.
That's the issue. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't remember this commercial.
Oh, my gosh. It was so – all right. Well, it's going to end in a tie for both of them. That's it.
Okay.
We're ending it in a tie.
That's
The commercial was – it was Link, Pikachu,
Smashing
Mario.
Pumpkins.
No.
It's big, like, things. They were, like
– basically
it was
furries.
People inside a suit, right?
Yeah, they were, like, furries.
Oh.
And just, like, this. Beating the shit out of each other.
I remember
song
this.
Song was it, though?
So do you remember the song now?
No, I do remember this, but I don't remember
the song. I don't know the actual, I'd Google it, but it, me and you, so happy together.
Oh, happy together.
Which was so funny.
Yeah, they're beating the crap, but I do remember.
That's the Mamas and the Papas, I think. I feel like I sang that song in chorus class in high school.
Let's see. I think it's called Happy Together.
Yeah, I want to say it's the Mamas and the Papas, but I couldn't be sure.
Oh, is it the Turtles? Is it the band The Turtles?
No, I don't know. Okay, oh, Justin's listening to it
with
an ad.
We got
to
go through this ad.
No, fuck this. Kyle, congratulations. You win. I will usurp the throne to you, and I will bow down. I mean, you are the one with the knowledge. I took some risky guesses, but look at you. You got the cartridges there right in front of you. You deserve the win. You deserve the trophy that we don't have to give you. So thanks,
Kyle. I'm happy a lot of my cards were on the list. That makes me feel good about my childhood.
Yeah, it should.
Cards,
yeah.
You know?
I feel like there can only be 100 Super Nintendo games. Like every game I had was on this list, like the overall list. So, this was a fun trip down memory lane.
Yeah, it was
good
fun.
Good nostalgia.
Do more video games on the podcast.
Yeah. Hint, hint, if this comes out before that episode, we got a good one coming up.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I won't give it away yet, but
yeah,
I'm excited. I'm excited
Surprise
for
me.
It. John's not happy I gave a teaser.
I'm fine with you giving the teaser. I'm choosing not to add anything to it.
Got it.
What are you trying to drag me through here, Justin?
I don't know. I thought he gave me a reaction.
John's not happy.
He gave me a reaction.
Right now.
Remember earlier we were talking about like being positive and don't fucking assume so much. God damn it.
Listen, I watched
I'm
your
listening.
Eyes.
You
I watched your
listen.
Eyes.
You always
you guys
say
watch
that.
Each other's eyes a lot. Based on
goes,
Justin's
listen.
Facial expression.
Listen, we're 124. I just did it again. I didn't mean to do it. We're 120-something episodes in, and this is where we're at now. We just got to look each other in the eyes in this Zoom meeting and try to understand each other.
He totally gave the Secret of Mana guess away because when
I know.
Said Ghouls and Goblins, he made a face like it was a game he's never even heard of.
Heard of it, but I hadn't seen it on the list yet.
It might have just been Nintendo, like regular.
No, it's I found it. It's like 20.
It is Ghouls
31.
And Goblins, right?
Did you ever play that game? It was a lot of fun.
Only heard of it.
It's 34, and
it was
the
so
hardest
hard.
Fucking game.
It was so hard because you got like three hits. So you started with like armor on, and then you would get hit. Your armor would fall off. Then you would just have underwear on, and then you get hit.
You'd be dead.
But there was this like rumor like around the cafeteria that like if you got hit just right, his underwear would fall off, but you'd still get to play, and you get to play with him naked. But like, you had to be like hit by the right person and be like holding the right buttons at the right time. And it was always just like,
it was like when you left your Game Boy cartridge outside in the rain and you got Pika Blue.
Exactly. That's it was just as true as that.
I'll never forget I had, this is so funny you said that. I had completely forgotten this until you said that story, John. I was on the school bus home, and some kid, like, I knew, like, at this point now, I'm like in seventh grade, and there's an eighth grader. So
this is,
I know,
before heavy internet.
This is before heavy internet. And I'm at a point now where I crush Link to the Past.
Yeah.
I think I know this game inside and out. You know, I just feel very strongly about the game. This kid convinces me on the bus. Oh, yeah, but dude, did you get, like, the special white sword? And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, you got to, like, do this. And he gave me a fucking – he wrote it out on a piece of paper. He's like, you got to go here. You got to go up, up, down, down. Like, he put a fucking code on there. And I was like, there's no codes in Link to the Past. He's like, dude, well, what are you going to do? You going to pay me $1 for these codes, or you're not going to try it? And, of course, I gave him the dollar. He wrote out a fucking piece of paper that, like, didn't work. And I was like, I did it. It didn't work. And he's like, oh, you didn't do it right, and blah, blah, blah. And, like, that was, like, a bus, you know, that's the bus for 3 days.
But that's before the internet. You before got internet. Away with that kind of stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, yep. Oh, that, you didn't know about this? This is how you do it.
Yep. He got that dollar.
It's like it's an old wives' tale, basically.
Yeah.
It's insane about video games. That shit doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. Well, this was super fun.
Yeah, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, Kyle. Do you have anything you'd like to say? Anything you'd like to promote? Anything?
No. Just like I said earlier, be open to learning. You know, I think we're in a good time for that. So.
Hell yeah. Check yourselves before you wreck yourselves, as some may say.
For sure.
Yeah.
Excellent 90s phrase.
Thank you.
Alrighty. For The Hold Up, be sure to follow us on all the social media at The Hold Up Podcast. Twitter's at The Hold Up Cast. Get at us on Patreon and check out our sponsors, butcherbox.com, smoothiebox.com. Use the code HOLDUP, HOLDUP.
Mm-hmm.
What'd I miss?
You can give us a phone call and leave us a voicemail, 401-236-5170. And drink Spindrift. Drink Spindrift, you know. A lot of people out there, they talk about a lot of seltzers these days, but they don't talk about Spindrift enough because it has a different, it has better flavor. This is not even sponsored content, all right? This is.
Can we get sponsored though, Kyle?
We'll see. We'll talk. This is good. Keep going.
My favorite podcast is a podcast I've talked about on this show before. They're the one who told me about Chrono Trigger. It's called The Doughboys. And they mention Spindrift, Kyle, so much. Every time that they say it, I think, like, I should have Kyle, like, email these guys or something, because this one guy is just like, I'm just here drinking Spindrift. He's like, he's always spouting out the numbers. You know, he's like looking at it and he's like sparkling water and real squeezed fruit. You know, he says like all of the things. But yeah, hell yeah. You got to taglines, and you know, a little bit of juice goes a long way. Wow. If that's not a tagline, it should be. So hit me up, Spindrift.
No, but for real, we set ourselves apart with realness, you know?
Yeah, there it is. Perfect. Thank you so much, Kyle.
No problem.
All right, everyone. Have a good week. I don't try something new. Didn't like it.
Okay, bye.
Decaf left, regular right. Decaf left, regular right. It's very challenging work.